Cameroon's political tensions, according to John Makum Mbaku, non-resident fellow at the Brookings Institution, dates back 140 years. In 1884, Germany annexed Cameroon but lost it after World War I when it was partitioned between Britain and France.
And so after the war was over, Cameroon was divided into two parts under the League of Nations, and four-fifths of the country were given to France as their administering power, and they were supposed to prepare the territory for independence. So four-fifths of Cameroon went to France, one-fifth went to Great Britain. And Great Britain then divided its one-fifth into two parts. And the argument given by the British at the time was that the portion that they had received from the former German colony consisted mainly of a Christian South and a Muslim North. And according to the British, they felt that it would be very difficult for the two units to stay together. So they divided them into two. And so you came up with the mandate, the Southern Cameroon's mandate, and then the Northern Cameroon's mandate. And of course, after World War II, the mandates were transferred to the United Nations and they became trust territories. So now we have three trust territories representing most of what was previously the German colony of Cameroon.
The French part of Cameroon won independence in 1960 and was joined a year later by the smaller English-speaking British zone to the west, forming modern-day Cameroon. At the time, many in the British territory wanted to form their own state, but Professor Mbaku says they were not given the option under a UN-officiated referendum. He says secessionist sentiments have simmered ever since.
And so what happened was that right from the beginning, many English, many Anglophone Cameroonians began to realize that they were being absorbed by the French-speaking Cameroonians in that, for example, the constitution that was adopted in 1961, there was a provision in there that said the French version of the constitution was the legal one and that the English version was just a translation that did not have any legal capacity. So that was one of the problems. The second problem was that the English and French were supposed to be the languages of the federation, but what happened in reality was that French became the language of the federation and English was being pushed aside. And so you can see, for example, that the first university in the country was the University of Yaoundé, and many Anglophones who went to that university found out that there were no professors who were capable of teaching in English. And so that became some of the problems that Anglophones in the Federation started having. In addition to that, most of the government was made up primarily of Francophones. Most of the leaders in the country were primarily Francophones, and the Anglophone leaders were marginalized.
The separatist movement remained on the political fringe until late 2016, when English-speaking lawyers and teachers started protesting peacefully against having to work in French. The government cracked down hard, and civilians were killed in clashes with police. In October 2017, more than 20 were killed during marches, and Professor Mbaku says those and other issues tied with marginalization triggered the fighting that is still going on to this day.
The UN conducted plebiscites, referendums in southern Cameroons and northern Cameroons, and granted them only two options. So the independence option was taken off the list, and the reason was the British insisted that they didn't want the independence option for fear that an independent southern Cameroon or an independent northern Cameroon would become dependent on the British. And so what they did was they gave them the two options, and southern Cameroon voted to join Independent Republic of Cameroon, and northern Cameroon voted to join Nigeria. And so northern Cameroon is now part of Nigeria today, and southern Cameroon became a part of the Republic du Cameroun. And so in October 1961, there was unification. And what the Southern Cameroonians believed was that the unification was going to produce a federal republic. And that is the name that was taken in 1961, the Federal Republic of Cameroon, consisting of two federated states, the federated state of East Cameroon, the former French Cameroon, or the former Republic of Cameroon, and the federated state of West Cameroon, the former British UN Trust Territory under British administration.
Professor Mbaku, who is from Cameroon and has written and researched extensively on the matter, says, going forward, the government of Paul Biya has to recognize history. We cannot forget, Mbaku says, that colonialism has made a significant impact and a significant difference in the way Cameroonians live.
You have two distinct societies in Cameroon today, ethno-linguistic groups aside. If you keep all those groups aside and look only at the Francophone, Anglophone divide, you can understand that you have two distinct societies. You have those societies that were influenced significantly by French colonialism. Those communities ended up developing an identity that is influenced significantly, but not exclusively, but that is influenced significantly by the French influence in that part of the country. And of course, on the other hand, you have a group of people whose identity was shaped and influenced significantly, but not exclusively, by the presence of the British in the country. And these are the two groups that united in 1961 to form the Federal Republic of Cameroon. And I think that in order for you to have peaceful coexistence, you have to be able to produce institutions that would allow these two groups to live together peacefully, as you see what is happening in Canada, where the Francophones and the Anglophones have been able to live together peacefully and participate in both government and the economy without any group marginalizing the other.
The government of Cameroon, Professor Mbaku says, should sit down and, without the use of force, convince the separatists that separation is not a good idea. A line of communication should be established that is mutually acceptable for both sides. If the government continues on the path of force, Mbaku warns, Cameroon will not see peace anytime soon.